Now, the OECD, in its extensive report, also warns declining achievement and long-standing education gaps for Māori and Pacific children are a serious threat to prosperity. In fact, the OECD survey of New Zealand says falling test scores could be dragging down productivity. It says that schools and teachers need more help. Well, education correspondent John Gerritsen has been flicking through the report. He joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Karen.
So the interesting thing here is they have taken these PISA results that we hear about, sort of international rankings and test results for New Zealand students, and said we're on a downward trend, and you can actually say that is going to lead to lower productivity.
Yeah, so this is this report says there's been research looking at this. So these are tests of 15-year-olds, and it tests their capabilities in reading science and maths. And for New Zealand, never mind our rankings compared to others, they're actually not too bad, but New Zealand's scores have been falling quite steadily. Now, the report says this research found that if you drop by about 8 points in the PISA tests, there's a link to a long-term decline in productivity of 1 percentage point. And for New Zealand, we've had this decline of around 29 points between 2006-2018. So it's saying this will eventually reduce productivity by nearly 4 percentage points, and may already have had that impact, if you believe that research is accurate. And it says also that education's all about developing human capital, and so if you've got an issue where scores are falling and there's ongoing inequity for Māori and Pacific students, that's not good for your economy. You don't have enough people necessarily who can boost productivity and earn more.
What is it giving any prescriptions about what we should do and anything different that we're already trying?
Yeah, there's quite a lot in here. I think the sort of the main takeaway that I've noticed was that there's this middle layer in the education system that's missing. So we've got good teachers, we've got good schools, but there are a few weaknesses, and there's just a need for some sort of agency to help schools more, because schools, because they're self-governing, schools and teachers are left to do too much by themselves. So this report says, look, refocus the education ministry a bit so that there's more help in its regional offices for schools. It says there's also schools need to share good practice more. There's too much sort of isolation still amongst them. They need to be using tests to measure children's progress. Curriculum needs to be developed a bit, be a bit more prescriptive, and initial teacher education needs to be improved. So there's quite a few recommendations there.
Does that square with what we're seeing both from the last government and this government in terms of their approach? I mean, it wasn't that long ago there was a few people talking about whether the whole tomorrow's school idea, boards of trustees, was the right fit.
Yeah, that's right. That was back in around 2018. And the recommendation from that is we need a middle layer to help our schools. And the Labor government decided, actually, well, that's going to be the education ministry. So there is a sort of general agreement that the ministry needs to be helping more. In terms of the current government, I mean, they're reviewing the curriculum. They've got their eyes on more tighter assessment of kids and improving initial teacher education. So they're, you know, doing quite a lot of what's been recommended, but, you know, they're also cutting the education ministry by 7.5%. And actually, just interestingly, one of the things they're looking to do is introduce charter schools. This report says they probably won't add much because New Zealand schools already have so much freedom. It's difficult to see what partnership school charter schools would add.
John Gerritsen, thank you very much for your time. Our education correspondent has been looking at that OECD report.